How about if we go with the facts when it comes to the FBI's visit to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, shall we? Foundation for all this rests in what's called the Presidential Records Act of 1978. It was created after President Ford offered now former President Nixon to have White House documents locked in a vault out in California. Nixon would get one key, National Archives would get the other. Then after 2 years, whatever Nixon wanted to do with documents, he can go right ahead and do that. No, that did not sit well with Congress. That's why the Presidential Records Act of 1978 was created. Specifically, it establishes public ownership of all presidential records and defines the term presidential records. Also requires the vice presidential records be treated the same way as presidential records. Places the responsibility for the custody and management of incumbent presidential records with the president. Requires that the president and staff take all practical steps to file personal records separately from presidential records. Allows the incumbent president to dispose of records that no longer have either administrative, historical, informational, or evidentiary value once the views of the archivist of the U.S. on the proposed disposal that's been obtained in writing. Establishes in law that any incumbent presidential records, if it's paper, electronic, it doesn't matter, held on courtesy storage by the archivist, remain in the exclusive legal custody of the president, and that any request or order for access to such records must be made to the president, not the National Archives. It establishes that presidential records automatically transfer into the legal custody of the archivist as soon as that president leaves office. Key fact there. Also establishes a process by which the president may restrict and the public may obtain access to these records after the president leaves office. Specifically, it allows for public access to presidential records through, of course, the Freedom of Information Act, beginning 5 years after the end of that administration, but allows the president to invoke as many as 6 specific restrictions to public access for up to 12 years. It codifies the process by which former and incumbent presidents conduct reviews for executive privilege prior to public release of records by the National Archives, establishes procedures for Congress, courts, and any subsequent administrations to obtain what's deemed special access to records from the National Archives that remain closed to the public. That's following a privilege review period by both the former and the incumbent presidents. Act also establishes preservation requirements for official business conducted using non-official electronic messaging accounts. Any individual creating presidential records must not use non-official electronic messaging accounts unless that individual copies an official account as the message is created or forwards a complete copy of the record to an official messaging account. And finally, prevents an individual who's been convicted of a crime related to the review, the retention, removal, or destruction of records from being given access to any original records. If you look at the penalties, which we're going to be doing more and more frequently in this situation, Act makes it a felony to willfully and unlawfully remove, mutilate, or destroy, or to attempt to remove, mutilate, or destroy, in Trump's case, I guess we also have to add the term flush, any record deposited in any, no, not deposited there, in any public office or with any public officer of the U.S. The same provision also makes it a felony for anyone having custody of such records to remove, mutilate, or destroy, or flush, those records and imposes severe consequences. The violation requires the individual to forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. Also, as we talked about in the last segment with former FBI agent Kenneth Gray, this was not what's at least termed as a raid. As Mr. Gray said, raid is not an official FBI term. This was an official, formal execution of a search warrant signed off by a federal judge. Now, if you want to see what a raid looks like, Google Elian Gonzalez. Remember that story? Okay, in case you don't, Elian was that Cuban boy who came to America with his mother, but his father back in Cuba wanted him back, so then Attorney General Janet Reno and her Justice Department sent rather heavily armed agents to the home of Elian and grabbed him, shipped him back to daddy. Yes, all those high-powered weapons were drawn right where young Elian was being held. I believe it was a bedroom closet. They found an adult holding the kid. Well, here's something I can't understand, though. getting back to the here and now, same people who are outraged over the FBI at Mar-a-Lago performing a perfectly legal action have zero issues with the rioters at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th who tried to overthrow the American government. Now, they just don't include the people that you might know and work with. Here are some examples of how some people of note responded this past week. Let's start with a quick montage. Get a little more detail after this. Here's a montage featuring two Trump lawyers, Rand Paul, Jesse Waters. What's that hand signal he does at the end of the show? I'm Waters. This is my, and he makes it like a wave motion. Well, anyway, and this concludes with Marco Rubio.
We'll see what they come up with. You know, if they did, it'll be interesting, especially since they precluded me from actually watching what they did. But at this point, I don't necessarily think that they would even go to the extent of trying to plant information. I think they just make stuff up.
And quite honestly, I'm concerned that they may have planted something. You know, at this point, who knows?
Do I know that the boxes of material they took from Mar-a-Lago, that they won't put things in those boxes to entrap him?
What the FBI is probably doing is planting evidence, which is what they did during the Russia hoax. We also have a hunch they doctored evidence to get the warrant.
Well, I actually don't think they went in looking for documents. I think that was probably their excuse, that they found some Obama donor judge to write him a ruse. Yeah, they found some Obama donor judge to write, not even a judge, a magistrate, to write and give them the search warrant. I think they went in there looking to see whatever they could find. Who knows what happened while they were in there, because the lawyers weren't allowed to see it.
Now here's Newt Gingrich as he continues to dump manure in his own once proud legacy.
You really are now seeing the ugly face of a tyranny, and the left is so desperate, so frightened, and you're watching Trump win. Again, apparently the last votes came in, and his candidate beat another of the people who had voted to impeach him. So I think he's now defeated 7 of the 10 people
with a couple
that
to
voted
go.
To impeach
That's
him.
That's right. Joe
and well, in one case, Kevin McCarthy talked him out of challenging Valadao because we wouldn't keep the seat. And I think Trump wisely said, okay, I'm going to give him a pass. The next big test, of course, will be Liz Cheney, who I suspect will lose by 20 or 30 points.
Yes.
And she's part of this. I mean, she is part of the effort to turn the system into basically a tyrannical, anti-conservative, anti-Republican, constant violation of the law, which is what the January 6th committee is. You have a fake committee being covered by the fake news with a fake FBI. Which, by the way, you'll notice they didn't allow anybody on the Trump side into Mar-a-Lago. So we have no idea whether or not they planted evidence.
You want to take a trip to Crazy Town? Well, here's the best tour guide you can ask for, Glenn Beck.
Donald Trump should hire his own security. Donald Trump should hire his own security because, I'm sorry, whether it is through just stupidity or... it's part of the government. I don't know. If you're on the Secret Service detail of Donald Trump, God bless you. I watched you guys at CPAC. I watched you more than I watched anything else. I saw your eyes. I watched you. And there are those on his team that, whether you like him or not, are doing your job. And I thank you for that. But if they can't get this guy by hook or by crook to go in and be a part of the new jail system for political opponents, they will kill him. They cannot have him be president because he is America first. Not only that, you do this to this guy, but look at what they've just caused. What is their end game? What is the end game? You make him into a martyr by throwing me in jail or killing him? You make him a martyr, so you make him stronger. That doesn't make sense. Why would you want that? What is your end game? The only one that makes sense to me is stop him at any cost. And lunatics will take to the streets. And then we'll have our evidence that they are more dangerous than anyone could possibly imagine.
Oh, but wait, I saved the best for last. What do you get if you combine Steve Bannon with Alex Jones? Let's just say it ain't pretty.
I do not think it's beyond this administrative state and their deep state apparatus to actually try to work on the assassination of President Trump. I think everything's on the table. I think his security ought to be at the highest it's ever been. And honestly, I think he ought to, and I think he should have flown down to Mar-a-Lago this morning, walked out there at noon today and said, hey, I'm running for president of the United States. Suck on that.
Well, that was my next question. As his former top advisor, what should Trump be doing right now?
I think what we did, what he should do is action, action, action. I don't think there should be any more of the tweets, no more of the Truth Social stuff. That's all nice. They put out a video last night. No more videos. We're beyond that. You know, they're trying to not just put you in bankruptcy. They're trying to liquidate InfoWars, which is obviously one of the major news sources out there for the MAGA movement. They're trying to liquidate InfoWars. They're putting Peter Navarro in chains like a common felon. What they did to President Trump is outrageous. Look, you're playing right now. I think it's a beautiful film, and I appreciate the people that made it. We're beyond that.
I agree. We need to see the general George Washington 2.0 in the field taking it to him.
He needs to get to Mar-a-Lago, the exact place that they desecrated, because it was a desecration. They did it on purpose. They understand how Mar-a-Lago resonates to not just MAGA, but to the American people, one of the great buildings in this country. And we've had so many iconic moments there with President Xi and Abe, who just passed away. The moment of standing up to the North Koreans on their missile shoot. So many important things happened there. To go and desecrate it the way they did, particularly over this administrative issue with the National Archives, they're clearly there, as you know, Alex, on a fishing expedition or on a planning expedition. I wouldn't put it past them to have planned stuff. This is a criminal. The FBI and the DOJ are essentially lawless criminal organizations.
That's key. Let's start over there, because you're laying out a lot of key things second by second. Exactly. How do we know 100 agents in there with their long history of planning things didn't plant something classified?
Apparently Jones and Bannon didn't learn any lessons from their respective quality time recently in courtrooms. Be that as it may, here's a much needed reality check with the people you just heard, and well, sadly many others. You're not helping. You're instigating. That attack on the Cincinnati FBI office, that was just the beginning. Anger and denial of reality, that's a toxic mix which results in an explosion that's going to end up hurting and maybe even killing a lot of innocent people. And not just at the top of the list, either. People are posting online how you need to be aware of everyone in your social circle, from your town council, school board, to your coworkers, and yeah, even your family members. They're giving instructions. If you discover a so-called enemy against America amongst you, take action to put down that enemy. That's who you, the talking heads in politics and the media, are embracing. Okay, you need something a bit more specific? I'm going to give the website address for the places I found these posts, but they're real. You'll have to just trust me on this one. Here's one from Self-Reliance Peppy. This feels like the prelude to civil war. Please stockpile some food and water. You can buy huge 20-pound bags of rice from Walmart, make 100 large servings, buy 4 of them, and some baked beans and ramen while you're at it. From 1776 WCA, they post, encouraging reminder, over 300 cops and feds stood frozen in fear versus one guy with one rifle in Uvalde. And there's Wankerton, okay, who posts, they're afraid. They might be well-funded, well-trained, and well-organized, but we are millions. Yep, I got a few more. In Trump v. Trust, this person writes, we might be in the final leg of his battle with the deep state. Once he wins this battle and the vaxxed masses all die off, he will be reinstated in front of massive cheering crowds. There's Shift for Brains, who posted, fireworks incoming. You are being replaced posted. The goal has always been to irreparably divide the USA. War is coming, my friends, and both sides are controlled by the same people, money, and agenda. As they openly replace you, you fight amongst yourselves. Both sides run for international bankers, a.k.a. noses. Okay, you got to get the anti-Semitism in there. So I guess you are being replaced. Got some bonus points on that one. Let's see. OSHA posted, the only loyalty that matters is loyalty to your people, your race, your nation. So you got white nationalism and anti-Semitism working together on this one message board. And they say there's no unity. For those spouting off today in order to get, I don't know, News Channel FaceTime, if anything else, you need to pause for a moment and look up the meaning of a word. Ready? Complicit. Oh, that's okay if you don't know what it means. You soon will.